Excitement is building here in the city centre, particularly in the English Market, which is among the iconic Cork places the royals will visit tomorrow. Daphne Roach of O'Sullivan's Poultry in the English Market is among those gearing up for the visit, as her 10 and 8-year-old sons are presenting the Duchess with flowers, and she told me how they're preparing.
Well, the haircuts are being done, and the shirts and pants are ready, and they're ironed, and good night's sleep now tonight, so.
Crowds are expected to gather from early morning to catch a glimpse of the royals, but these listeners had mixed views on the visit.
I'm disinterested. I'd probably just watch it on the telly. I think it's causing a lot of disruption to the city. I think the Queen came in 2011, that was great. I'd no problem with that, but Charles coming, doing the same kind of tour around into the English Market, I think it's kind of been done.
If I was free, I would go in, because I did go in to see the Queen, and she was lovely.
Okay.
But I didn't get to shake her hand.
English Market fishmonger Pat O'Connell, who famously made the Queen laugh on her visit Leaside in 2011, told Red FM News that he's hopeful to get the same response from Prince Charles, as he has been told he has specifically requested to visit the stall.
I gather so, yeah, but then you would kind of expect him to follow in his mammy's footsteps. But look, it's very prestigious for the market to be kind of recognised as the tourist centre of Cork, as well as the food centre of Cork. We'll just go with the flow as we do in Cork and see how we get on.
What are you going to say to him?
I have no idea. Absolutely none.
Tight security and road restrictions will be in place across the city for much of the day, and details of that can be found on redfm.ie. But the feeling here in the city centre is that the royal visit will provide a massive boost to the local economy once again and showcase Cork to the world. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News in the city centre.